This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our Thursday visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
Always great to be here.
Let's start with Barack Obama's first speech as Commander-in-Chief to the joint session of Congress and the nation. Obviously, John, most of the speech focusing on the economy, explaining that it's going to take a long time, that he plans to spend a lot of money to help us get out of this economic crisis right now. What did you make of the presentation and the substance?
Well, the presentation was outstanding. Barack Obama ranks there with Franklin D. Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan as first orator of the nation. It's the substance that gets people a little confused and nervous, especially when one sits down carefully and reads the words. He talks, for example, about cutting the deficit dramatically, and yet spending is increasing dramatically. $1 trillion almost for a stimulus package. And now in the omnibus package, programs such as the National Endowment for the Arts, AmeriCorps, and, yes, money for Acorn mushroom dramatically. And now we're talking more bailouts and a bigger budget. In addition, as Congressman John Shattuck of Arizona pointed out, there's a lot of things that just flat out aren't true. For example, he praised the SCHIP program, State Children's Health Insurance Program, vetoed by President Bush, signed by President Obama, as health insurance. Well, it's not health insurance, it's a government program. In the end, Barack Obama will have done more than George W. Bush or John McCain to revive the party of the opposition's image as that of less government and less spending. Every Republican voted against the stimulus package. I expect the votes are going to be almost as lopsided, if not unanimous, against the further Obama programs.
John, obviously, conservatives and Republicans in the minority, distinctly in the House and Senate. This week is the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Yes.
Each year, and I know you are usually there during the week. What are you hearing there? How optimistic, pessimistic are they right now, given the political landscape, and what's their strategy moving forward?
Once again, that unanimous vote against the Obama stimulus package, every single Republican in the House, and as Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota put it, every Republican senator except the three traitors, has reinvigorated the conservative base. Essentially, conservatism, while it's taken different tracks on issues ranging from cultural issues to illegal immigration, centers on the issue of a smaller government, greater freedom for the individual, and the ability to keep as much money as possible to make one's own decisions. That's what they are coming back to, and clearly they're seeing Barack Obama, albeit a popular and well-liked and charismatic figure, as the enemy.
John, take three on the Commerce Secretary front this week for President Obama after the failures of Bill Richardson and Senator Judd Gregg. Now going with former Washington State Democratic Governor Gary Locke. What do we know about him?
Well, Gary Locke is someone who is probably best known as Washington State's first ever Asian American governor. He has an impressive life story of success, and at the same time, he is also someone who is a decidedly liberal governor who spent a lot of money and kowtowed to the elements in the Democratic Party that are of the left. Notably the environmentalists. Now, how this will impact on him at the Commerce Department, I'm not sure. Again, the fact about having Gary Locke, someone who's been in elective office a long time before he was governor, in the Commerce Department, underscores what Barack Obama is doing. There are far more elected officials than there are businessmen or private citizens in his cabinet, and that's a subject of increasing concern.
John, let's move to politics abroad and the situation in Israel. Obviously, in the most recent days, we've seen Israeli President Shimon Peres give Benjamin Netanyahu the first crack at forming a coalition government, which most folks expect that he will. Where do things stand right now? How does it look like he's trying to put this coalition together?
He's cobbling together a unique coalition. He has reached out to the Kadena Party, the centrist party led by former Foreign Minister Tippi Livni, and he has also even reached out to his old rivals in the Labor Party, headed by former Prime Minister Ehud Barak. More than likely, however, given the relatively cold reception he's received, Benjamin Netanyahu will have to form a decidedly right-of-center government. Not even center-right, but right-of-center. His own party, Likud, which has moved to the right. The party headed by his former chief of staff, Mr. Lieberman, which wants to put stricter regimen rules on citizenship and who is an Israeli. And then the religious parties. The problem is Mr. Lieberman's party is secular. The religious parties want marriage between only Jews, and that's going to cause a problem. In the end, however, I don't think they're very comfortable in Syria or Iran with dealing with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Last 60 seconds here, John, and we started with the Obama speech. We'll kind of end with the same event, but shift to the Republican response from Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal. Many suspected he would be a frontrunner for the GOP nomination in 2012, but both sides of the aisle seem to be less than enthusiastic about his performance. What's your take?
Well, I've talked to members of Congress after, and again, everybody likes Bobby Jindal. He's one of the brightest men in public life. His life story as a son of Indian immigrants is very moving. They're already calling him the slumdog governor, but he didn't win any Academy Award for his performance after the master, Barack Obama. Again, I've interviewed Bobby Jindal. I've met him, and he's not an orator. He's not a speaker. He's a thinker and an idea man, a policy wonk, if you will. And that's perhaps where he should excel the most, as he has in the state of Louisiana.
And so we'll see how this impacts a presidential bid, if he even intends to run. So far, he's given no indication that he wants to. John, thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Mercifully glad that you didn't ask me about Joe the Plumber's appearance with his book. I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. This is Dateline Washington.